a consciousness that exists no matter what physicality it is in. It retains memory. Well, it's a physical race that has its total physicality intact, its DNA intact.
Attended to upset men was when you said that actually reptilian sex was better than human male sex. Human male sex. Reptilian sex. Reptilian sex.
Also, cross our hearts, hope to die. We cross our fingers on the right and left side. We're making a symbol, 666. When we play tic-tac-toe, Alex, the X's and O's are all sixes. We got 666666666666 when we're finished the game.
Media entertainment.
They're all forms of devil worship.
Symbolism into our cult, our culture.
And folks, you cannot ignore it.
Protections that you can take to defend yourself against the current and coming plagues. It's Healing Celebration's book. It's subtitled Miraculous Recovery Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science.
The trouble is, it is an extraordinary suspension of disbelief in the year 2003.
Human male sex.
New metaphysics streaming on here. Gary Geiserman involved.
Human male sex.
I believe that's me right now.
Reptilian sex.
Stream 475.com. Little MP4 action. Gary at newmetaphysics.com if you have litigation in mind. I'll forward it to the appropriate appropriation. Currently standing in the corner behind something so that I can't be seen by the camera. And this is a closed circuit mic. Just ignore it. Doing a little Winston Smith these days. Except without the female compatriot. It's not really a novel.
Get it via the internet.
And it's like, you know, the people can't be afraid to take control of their corporation.
1984, all over the place. So do what you can, my friends. Take care of your media sphere. Guard it with your life.
Reptilian sex.
Get a good night's sleep, for Christ's sakes.
Say that the United States has nothing to do with empire.
And yet there's a difference.
The United States already has an empire.
Well, there's a difference.
And I'm not entirely sure Americans are ready to make the transition from what I would call informal to formal empire. But let's recognize just how much has already been done. You've got a network of military bases all over the globe. You control easily the world's military power structure. There's no other rival that can possibly match American military might. The United States economy accounts for between a fifth and a quarter of all world output. American companies dominate sector upon sector throughout the global economy. You've got a whole lot of what the British Empire already had before it really embarked on the formal phase of empire. I mean, that scramble to turn informal into formal power was a relatively late phenomenon. I mean, think of Africa and the Middle East. These did not become areas of formal British rule until respectively the late 19th century and the 1920s. So in a sense, I think you don't realize how far you're already in there and up to the neck. All you're really at 80 degrees round the wrong way.
Momentum through the corners by making your transition at the exit decks a blend of smooth and controlled momentum.
Nations have been left in the hands of bad management. Now it's time to change the management.
I'm Paul Kennedy.
It's the moon in the foreground and the earth rising behind it, and
Of blowback disasters was 9/11. Now
9/11, reptilian sex.
For the first time, we not only saw our place from a distance, but we saw the difference between a dead planet and a live planet.
Chosen a different
cartoon character, basically, to represent them.
And he originally created the scheme of things without there being any evil in it.
And they're dramatically different, and the live one is extremely beautiful, and it's where we live. So the next year, 1970, the ecology movement took off with what they called Earth Day, and we've never looked back.
In terms of combined ethnic and territorial identity. Indeed, the Caliph Omar is quoted as saying to the Arabs, "Learn your genealogies, and do not be like the local peasants, for when they are asked who they are, reply, 'I am from such and such a place.'"
My grandfather, Mr. Hall, passed away when I was incarceration. He raised me. It's called Man Child. Go like this. Yo, my grandfather used to tell me, this place ain't got nothing to offer you. Don't you see all the changes everybody going through? This family got problems and they do too. But everybody want to tell you what they think you should do. He said, watch them so-called friends and them girls too. Son, they do you like they did Jesus. Crucify you. As he sat there in his chair looking out the window, I'm 13 thinking, when you can't get away, where do you go? Man, child, I never had a chance to be young. Either you selling drugs or out there on the bench strung. For some, there's only two places to go, the morgue or the pen. For some, school is an option, entertainment's an ultimatum. Then they try to exploit you, discriminate you, use you as a tool, make money and live in luxury off of you. And we so confused, we want to believe in something. So they promise us the world and give us nothing.
Can you try to, I guess, unpin the iconic significance of that? What do people see? How do they read a photograph of the planet on which they live?
It's well to remember what the governing sort of global icon was leading up to the late 60s. Pretty much from 1945, it had been the mushroom cloud. This was the great threat shadowing everything. And it didn't get better, it got worse basically through the Cold War as more and more people thought, you know, this could happen. We could really have an Armageddon, a truly disastrous exchange of nuclear weapons. And I grew up, my first dream I remember was being the only survivor in Rockford, Illinois after it had been destroyed by an atomic bomb. So that was the frame of reference. And then to have another global image of iconic quality, which was not a destructive one, but was, you know, in some ways as symmetrical and beautiful, mandalic, or however you want to refer to it in semi-mystical terms, and was equally real. I mean, the bomb was real, the mushroom cloud was a real threat, and here was a photograph that said a lot of things. It said, here we are, stuck together. Here we are in something which is conspicuously alive. And here we are outside ourselves looking back. and it was the announcement that humanity had gotten to the point of being able to get off planet. So I think it was important that the best of those early pictures came from humans holding Hasselblad cameras in their hands.
But there was a mysterious accident in which one of the angels, called Lucifer, didn't do what he was told.
As a member of Dr. King's staff, January 15, 1968, I will share with you how Dr. King spent that day, his last birthday. He had a three-point agenda. One, putting together a multiracial, multireligious coalition, a commitment to mass action for a war on poverty. Secondly, to make sure civil rights were enforced and not sabotaged with race baiting as Mr. Bush did this week. To end the war in Vietnam, choosing containment over confrontation, and choosing our minds over missiles to solve conflict. Today we have come full circle. Let's keep our eyes on that prize, fight a war on poverty, not a war on the poor. Sustain affirmative action, and let's not attack Iraq. Let's choose minds over missiles and negotiation over confrontation.
Was a fall of man. Man disobeyed. He went against the law of God. And from this point, evil was introduced into the scheme of things, and things began to go wrong, that is to say, against the will of the perfectly good Creator.
The corporation back on track with the people in charge.
Yeah, but most organizations have been infiltrated by the globalists.
Well, again, there's a full chapter in Death in the Air on the chemtrail issue. It's aluminum oxide being sprayed. Of course, aluminum's linked to neurological impairment, brain damage, Alzheimer's disease.
The same thing with the fluoride, all of it. They don't want us operating. They want us in a numbed state.
Being able to get off planet.
Did you find it in the apartment?
Yes.
What's it like?
It's small. One room, kitchenette.
Does it get any sun?
No, but there are things I can do to cheer it up.
What kind of life is this going to be for you, Roy?
Like I said, it was very different. There was an emotional connection that I felt that was so profound.
Again, the exit dex is where you go from braking to accelerating in the corner.
Oh.
I took a sabbatical from Whole Earth in 84, went to Africa, started thinking about systems in a big broad way. I'd been actually studying systems for many years at that point, starting with Norbert Wiener way back. And I came back through London. Peter said, come by, and visited him, told him I was interested in systems. And he said, well, his boss was interested in organizational learning. And so eventually Shell got together with AT&T and Volvo, and they hired me to do a series of conferences on organizational learning. And to that I brought people I'd met by then, like Danny Hillis, who I'd met through the Media Lab at MIT, and Catherine Bateson, and Seymour Papert, and Marvin Minsky, and Jaron Lanier, an interesting group of strange thinkers. And it was a great series of conferences because there was not supposed to be deliverable. The deal was that fairly senior people from these three massive organizations would come and hang out with pretty bright intellectuals in a free-floating way, have these conversations.
Because we choose coexistence over co-annihilation. Because we choose brains over bombs. And we use brains, not brute force, to resolve conflict, to stop terrorism and not to spread it. Young America, thank you for being here. Thank you for fighting back today. Today, you are not our future, you are our right now.
He was a class of character, so elf, dwarf, and so forth.
We wanted to murder women and children.
So I was just wondering about that. You know, there's...
I was SARS, was in hotel number 911.
That I didn't know, but...
In the early centuries of the Muslim era, the Islamic community was one state under one ruler. Even after that community split up into many states, the ideal of a single Islamic polity persisted.
Of mutational activities.
Well, and another thing, Dr. Corey, You know, the dog food that people are buying for $45 at the vets are in on this money-making thing, too, is killing dogs. I mean, they're going in with cancers and everything else.
But a little incident. I was putting toilet paper on my rack, and it was the ones that were down by the toilet, wrapped in the plastic. And I noticed that when I put them on there, they seemed like it was kind of hard and like they had gotten kind of wet. So I smelled it. Yes, they were wet. They were pissed on. So somebody had to either unwrap the plastic and piss in the bag on my toilet paper. Therefore, I am going to put a lock on my bathroom door. And when you have friends over, they can use your bathroom because it is no longer open to the public.
But I hope you'll still be part of it.
Does it get any sun?
No, but there are things I can do to cheer it up.
What kind of life is this going to be for you, Roy?
I don't know. But I hope you'll still be part of it.
When you begin braking for a corner, you should be standing with your weight back. Grip the seat with your knees and keep as much of your weight as possible on the foot pegs. Use front and rear brakes. Stand until just before you have to put your inside foot out for the corner. This should be just before the exit decks. When you're turning to the left, you can use the rear brake a little longer. As you sit, lift your right foot off the foot peg and continue to control the rear brake until you pass through the exit decks. Until you pass through the exit decks. Until you pass through.
Toilet paper wrapper out of the garbage can. I checked the bottom for holes, the sides for holes, and then I decided to do a smell test. So I figured, okay, if they pissed in it inside, then it should reek like piss. I checked the outside, I smelled the outside, I smelled the bottom, I smelled the inside, and there's no odor whatsoever.
Yes, it does retain memory. It does.
Are these ready to sign?
Yeah. Yeah. You won't be able to claim Patty Ann is a dependent.
Hmm. I don't see why not if I'm paying support.
But you won't be her father.
I'll be her parent who still loves her and cares for her. I sent a letter to Wayne.
Are you out of your mind?
Well, he's my son, and he has a right to know what's what.
Not this.
It had to be done, whether you like it or not, and it's been done.
What if I told you I wouldn't allow you to see Patty Ann anymore? What if?
It would break my heart more than you could know.
But you'd still do it.
You will renew your membership today by calling 718-365.
On every gum wad, on every hot rod.
That's right, if you want to get in on this matching fund, come and get it right now. Help us out. Every dollar during this hour. She said that the Idiot's Delight listeners becomes necessary to tighten. Actually reached the little bit earlier in the show, Julianne. You know, even bands like the do this on Idiot's Delight until later that gives us the hall, actually.
The hall. With-
and you'll forget that you're paying for it.
Challenge campuses all around this nation, start marching campus by campus and city by state and state by state. This land is our land. It's made for you and it's made for me. We must stop race spreading domestic policy, stop mindless foreign policy, and give peace a chance. Today we stand up and we fight back. The world is cold, but our hearts are warm because we got fire in our belly for peace. It's time to fight for peace. Today we march because it's a principle involved here. Cold weather could not stop us. Why are we here today? Because we're going forward by hope and not backward by fear.
The Hindu thinks in a different way. He feels that the creator or the actor is the author of both the good and the evil.
Said he would take these things away from them, they would be taken into captivity and slavery, and these promises withheld for 2,520 years.
For the reasons that I explained to you, you have to have the evil for there to be a story. And in any case, it isn't as if the creator had made evil and made someone else its victim. It isn't like saying God creates the evil as well as the good, and poor little us are his puppets and he inflicts evil upon us. The Hindu says nobody experiences pain except the Godhead. You are not some separate little puppet which is being kicked around by omnipotence. You are omnipotence in disguise.
They were withheld for 2,520 years, and the House of Israel was taken into its national captivity 721 B.C. That period ended in 1800 A.D., 2,520 years that those promises were withheld. And my friends, today, if we're not modern Israel, We have all the promises that God made to modern Israel. How did we get them?
And they wander around and engage in quests and talk with one another and form teams and make points and live there.
Hey, Roy. Come on in.
Thanks for seeing me, Frank.
Sure. Have a seat.
Thank you. Well, I know word has gotten to you about the perfume.
Roy, if I believed half of what got said around here, don't give it another thought.
Well, the fact is, it's true. And I apologize. I meant to organize things better. I should have talked to you before.
Wait, I'm not sure I'm catching your drift.
Well, I have this condition. I'm a female born in a man's body, and I have to do something about it.
We have everything, all of the national wealth, all of the national power that God promised to Israel. But how are we doing? We're going the way of ancient Israel. We are living in paganized religion, calling it Christianity, my friends, in more ways than one, in so many ways that you don't realize. Many things that we have today, and we don't know where we got them. Do you know where we got Christmas, my friends? Do you know where we got Easter? Do you know where we got many of the things that we call Christian today?
Which is why I'm starting to take hormones in a couple of weeks, and sometime next year I'm going to have the surgery.
Roy.
And just so as you know, I'm going to start dressing as a woman, bit by bit, and I'll do it gradually so as not to disrupt the work here. Now, I know this is a lot to take in, so I brought you this. It's
You can go to your public library and find out. It's there in your public library.
And so, there is no victim of this. No helpless, defenseless, poor little thing.
Genetically alter the DNA in a physical form, you genetically change the frequency of the body.
We wanted to murder women and children.
If you were sitting about a square yard from me, the energy in the empty space between us would be enough to boil all the oceans of the world.
It's useful, I think. It explains my condition, and I had a talk about it with the other workers, and how to handle when I change my name, and restroom reassignments, and so forth.
Get our booklet on the United States in Prophecy.
Awesome, isn't it?
It is awesome. Now, there's two very strange things about these little quantum waves. One is that we know that waves carry on to infinity. And if they are in and about us and in and about all of the things that are around us, our tables and chairs and everything, and in the empty space between us, then we are connected in every way. Because, as I say, there's this energy trade and there's also these waves carrying on to infinity. The other point about quantum things is that there's a thing called non-locality, which means once you've got two quantum particles in contact with each other, if you take one and you move it to New York and you take the other one and move it to Tokyo, they still know information about each other.
build thee, and thou shalt be built, O Virgin Israel. That's really America today, and the British people, and the Jewish people too. It includes them, but it doesn't just mean them alone. Thou shalt plant vineyards upon the mountains of Samaria. That was the capital of Israel, not of the Jewish people. The Jewish people had their capital in Jerusalem. This is speaking of Samaria, the capital of Israel. Now then, in verse 7, remember it said here, sing with gladness for Jacob, shout among the chief of the nations, or at the head of the nations, as the margin says, shout at the head of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Eternal, save thy people, the remnant of Israel, the last generation. That's speaking of our people now. Our generation, the last generation in this age, before the resurrection, before the second coming of Christ.
Something terrible has happened.
I got a bad feeling about this.
There's still no information about each other.
As you pass through the exit decks, slip your foot off the brake and back onto the foot peg.
Lines are thrown. Hovering so close to Earth, one is impressed by her mammoth size.
You genetically change the frequency of the body.
Thing that's out there on the internet, but why is this so attractive to...
I got a bad feeling about this.
The states were almost all dynastic, with shifting frontiers. And it is surely significant that in the immensely rich historiography of the Islamic world, in Arabic, Persian, and Turkish, there are histories of dynasties, of cities, and primarily of the Islamic state and community, but no histories of Persia or Turkey.
Economists. Talk with one another and form teams and make points.
That's that. That's good.
Well, does Herman know about this?
Yeah.
And, well, what did she say?
Oh, she asked me to leave, which I understand. She's got a lot to figure out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Now, I know you're going to have to decide whether to keep me on.
Oh, well, Roy, I won't deny that you've put an awful lot on my plate here.
Yeah, I just want to say that whatever you decide, I understand.
Well, thank you, Roy. Thanks for being so forthright with me. And.
Thank you for letting me get this out.
Засыпается, и все-таки слышишь, любимая.
even live there.
This thing that's out there on the internet, but why so attractive to economists?
Because it's an interesting experiment. In a sense,
and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. Your soul will be satisfied.
And Building 20 was one of the two most loved buildings on campus. Absolutely adored. Desperately ugly building. And, you know, hot in the summer, cold in the winter, but the attraction was freedom. The attraction was that when you're in there, if you wanted to knock a hole in the wall, you didn't ask anybody, you just knocked a hole in the wall. And
и ветви всем ропотом, и всем своим опытом.
Of secure communication procedures.
Tell me, what the fuck is going on with you?
Картинка детства. Работая локтями, мы бежали. Кого-то люди били на базаре. Как можно было это просмотреть? Спеша на гвалт, мы прибавляли ходу. Зачерпывали валенками воду и сопли забывали.
World of EverQuest has everything you need for an economy. Except, of course, matter. There are no atoms, but it has everything else. It has people who are interested in gathering riches.
I had a really cool dream last night.
I told her about a week or two ago that I left messages with you about linking up the mailboxes and calling John and shit, but that was a couple weeks ago. And I didn't tell her to tell you anything either, so I guess she's just kind of eager to check it out, you know. Well, very good. I'm out the door. I just got home from work, and now I'm going back out the door.
End of message.
Great framework encasing 7 million cubic feet of highly inflammable hydrogen.
Do you believe that?
When you're turning to the right, you'll have to let go of the rear brake as you put your foot out for the corner.
There is something behind it. You could ask a sensible question and give sensible answers. However, Bush has now succeeded in making that a sensible question.
Enriches points, basically. You've got social relationships, you have a market.
And he's even added an answer.
Sunday, 8:30 p.m. from...
John. Joe, this is John Peter. And I got your message regarding 8819, 8009, and 8016. Joe, I can put you on a group, and I will do that. All I ask is that... you don't abuse it. You can't really abuse it. That's all right. Yes, I will go ahead and do it. The problem is that I've got to go over to the equipment, which is in Santa Clara. I'm in Cupertino. And I'm not sure when I'm going to be over there next. I certainly, you know, will be there Saturday, but I may have to go over there, may be able to go over there earlier in the week. So by Saturday at the latest, I will put it on.
That was a couple weeks ago.
And I will do that.
Yeah, we're cruising here. I hope you are too, man.
I had a really cool dream last night.
John. Joe, this... You can't really abuse it. That's all right.
They hate us because of you and your cronies, Mr.
Also actually reached well beyond the virtual world.
Well, yeah.
Something terrible has happened.
But before we do that, I have my leaders with me here from New York, Sister Viola Plummer, who is heading the December 12th movement. Viola Plummer.
Comrades, sisters, brothers, and friends, I come today on behalf of 40 million descendants of those that were enslaved. I come today to say that if there is a people who understands the most vicious nature of imperialistic, greedy, blood-sucking wars, it is those of us of African descent. I come today to say
That's pretty cool.
To love peace. That we cannot love peace in one area of the world. And forget that George Bush and Tony Blair are preparing for war in another part of the world called Africa. We cannot forget. If we allow George Bush to deter us from the message of peace throughout the world, we will not accomplish our goal. I come to say, in the words that I heard,
I'm just trying to remember if I recognize you.
Lawson,
been in these before?
Well, his speech from 91 was repeated.
Yeah, I remember he had a real different outfit.
WBAI in New York. Reverend Lawson, and I want
I think you may be on my website.
Cool. And that website is?
Is that visible?
No. Freemans.com. Gotcha.
Ваши плечи, голову от града, тычко, пинко, плевко и оплеух. Вдруг справа кто-то в стан кидал с оттяжкой. Вдруг слева залепили в лоб ледяш.
Got a bad feeling about this.
And wife of John Joyce, Don Joyce, have all the fun. And Don Joyce has told me, you know, hey, do whatever you fucking want. If you can make money off it, fine. And all Don Joyce says is, you know, like he tells people, well, yeah, a lot of people sell the shows, but I'm the only one that has the air checks. But as it turns out, some of Don's air checks, the stuff he records at the studio, sound worse than the shit you can record at home.
Все вздыбились, все скопом завизжали, обрушившись дрекольем и вожжами, железными штырями от колес. Зря он хрипел им, братцы.
Request, there are merchants that are established by the game where you can outfit yourself and get food.
Толпа сполна хотела рассчитаться, толпа глухою стала разъярясь, толпа на тех, кто плохо бил, роптала и что-то с телом схожее топтала.
Even the baby with syphilis is the dreaming godhead.
On that, the evidence is simply overwhelming.
It was aggressive, but then so am I. Well, I don't really, I didn't really give the entity a name. I didn't hear a name. In fact, one of the things I'd really like to talk about was this regression, because I found it a very profound revelation for me. I did this regression with Barbara Lamb, and it was a three-hour regression. It was pretty phenomenal, because you never know when you're going in what's going to come out yourself, because your defenses are down. You're tapping into an unconscious realm that you don't have access to when you're conscious. And I had the experience of being a reptilian hundreds of thousands of years ago.
Well, that may account for your taste now.
Well, it's very possible that I was meeting myself, or an aspect of me, or someone that I knew from that time. I firmly believe in past lives, and I think it's very possible that we have been all of these species at one time or another, or at least a good number of them. And since metaphysics has taught me that there is no past, present, or future, we have access to these particular realities that we might have been a part of.
Can I ask a couple?
Healing really occur, we'd do better to ask, how and why does faith heal, and why is it sometimes temporary? Then we can ask, what can be done so that illness or problems don't return? Temporary nature of miracle healing, transformations, or changes is well documented in science. It's called the placebo effect. Often patients will get better simply because they believe they will. Studies repeatedly show that some people improve even when given a simple sugar pill containing absolutely no medicine or active ingredient. The sheer belief that they're being treated for their problem or condition creates temporary healing. The placebo effect appears in other situations as well.
And stuff like that. But you can also trade with other people. Other real people. That is, other real people who are in the game in a cyber way, but you know what I mean, the players.
Drives all your content. It's the most visible, it's the most conspicuous.
Evidence is simply overwhelming. Well, how did things come to this pass?
It's called the placebo effect.
Figures like this are always, you know, as we know, the Cub Scout Master, the priest.
Will shine even when it rains. Just feel my pain. The death of a loved one reminds you of yourself, don't it? Yeah. Knowing you could be next at any given moment. Like Twine. I used to call him a brother of mine. His pops was a drunk and his mother was blind. He used to stay at my house in town. My moms didn't mind. We was just nickel and dime hustlers, wasting time. Living in the streets, targeted and forced to kill. Dualistically, we learn how to lie and steal. Gangsters of the future, modern day thug. Seem like my whole childhood is covered in blood. Traveling a rough life in the eye of the storm. Now where they life stories tattooed on my arms. It's so easy. My cousin Cycle's grandmother passed away on April Fool's Day. This is real. And her funeral was on his birthday. Unreal. My man had four baby moms and two on the way. Tried to make a living for him, he passed away in vain. They tried to fuck my fame up, tear my name up. They turn around and sue me and fuck my little bit of change up. Shit is real. Everything I'm saying is real. I knew it was gonna be something like what happened to get me for some cream. I saw it in my subconscious world like a vision. At first, felt like a knife in the heart. But by nature, I continue to live out my part. As art imitate life, and light imitate art. Don't respect the streets and they'll tear your ass apart. It's important that my understanding is understood. But it's more important that it's understood in the hood. And to all the females in the pen, stay strong. Any day in jail, girl, is a day too long. And for those who had to do what they did to slid, now they running like a fugitive. Say the life they live. When I was young, I was put in the box. So my step pops. Said, damn, boy, what you doing here? How much time you got? I said, pops, no matter how things change, they stay the same. For the struggle remains, and we one and the same. The sun will shine, even when it rains. Believe me when I tell y'all, I feel y'all pain.
Something we all ought to be concerned about, no matter where you stand on the issues.
For example, when you've known way too much, your intuition has told you precisely what is going on. But when you brought it over to your friends or shared it with someone and dared to share it, everyone thought that you were way off base. Later, when the experience that you have seen comes true, there is a very painful moment for you. For you knew ahead of time, perhaps actions that could have been taken that would have avoided the situation. So one kind of wound we have is knowing too much and not having it heard or received by those around us. Another kind of knowledge wound we suffer in the intuitive world is when we know, but we hesitate and don't act. Later we say to ourselves, and perhaps you've said many times, I knew I should have done that, but I didn't. This is a wound. Another intuitive wound that we have is what I call a clouded knowledge wound. We have part of the picture, but not the whole picture. In the end, we learn that many of the things we thought were intuition were simply our projections or wishful thinking. Then we doubt our intuition. We don't recognize what is true, and we turn away from intuition. Rather than seeing, we're just stumbling. Anybody who's learning falls down. You don't know how to walk the minute you're born. Another type of wound we have is that we discover after the fact that our intuition didn't serve up some important piece of knowledge. We feel like we're ignorant, especially if we trusted intuition to a large degree, and then all of a sudden, a very important piece of information isn't there. We feel betrayed.
Let's start with September, last September. Real turning point. In fact, that's really when it takes off. A number of important events took place last September. The One of them was that the government released its national security strategy.
It's called the placebo effect.
Major foreign policy document. The document stated, frankly and openly, that the United States intends, the U.S. government intends to rule the world by force. That's the one dimension in which the United States is completely supreme.
As far as I can make out, no one in this country knows. Mrs. Burrow, your husband was one of the heads of the army.
And he did not know. I tell you, he did not know. It was Himmler, it was Goebbels. The SS knew what happened. We did not know. Listen to me. There are things that happened on both sides. My husband was a military man all his life. He was entitled to a soldier's death. He asked for that. I tried to get that for him. Just that, that he...
Very dimly a metaphor, the time I advanced because I couldn't think of anything else, but now it seems to me to mean a little more than it did then, which is I saw the future as this superhighway in which a almost totally conformist society was going to build this superhighway going off into the future. But on the shoulders of the superhighway, it was not going to be a well-paved shoulder, it was going to be a muddy swamp.
That was revealed by Boeing. It was a very experimental,
yeah,
stealthy
absolutely
airplane.
Sure.
They introduced it as it was being retired after several years of testing.
These names, unlike Syria or Palestine or Iraq, designate not new but old political entities with centuries of sovereign independence.
Using the brakes correctly and leaning over the right amount for the speed you're carrying. Enable you to stay in the berms. Once you begin to find the right balance and techniques, you'll develop a flow and rhythm with the berms. This is when you can check into the berm at a fast speed and use a lot of clutch and throttle power to slingshot out of the berm on the exact line and balance you want.
So that's what gets this economy going. The players are able to exchange points, buy things from each other, but they'll do it now occasionally at eBay for real money and then accomplish the trade of cyber goods in the cyber world. So you have markets emerging that nobody anticipated. So here you have sort of a test tube of most of what you need to establish an economy. It's really interesting to see what happens when you take the world, so to speak, out of this world. You take the matter out of it.
Economists with their graphs and pie charts and all that have been accused more than once of not being in the real world. Do the economic lessons tell us anything? The real world.
Predatory figures like this are always, you know, as we know, the scoutmaster, the priest, you know, so more often than not, they're somehow a pillar of the community, which is always the greatest cover. No one ever suspects. I mean, he's also a respected, you know, Marine, war veteran, so that adds to the whole mystique and cover up.
It's the most exciting.
Here, I made y'all hot and sweaty.
When the digital world is really here, movies can be disseminated from satellite direct to homes and direct to small theaters in Mongolia and northern Russia and obscure places. Thank you.
small laboratories, including the mobile labs that the Secretary of State mentioned during his presentation to the UN. But in addition to that, they use private laboratories. We came across a list of private laboratories at a government facility.
The market for movies is going to grow and grow and grow, and it's really the flagship of your content.
And there was a ranking minder that tried to snatch that out of my hands. He failed, but I could see the interest they put in this, that they didn't want us to have this information. So that's only one indicator. There's other reports that there are numerous small biological weapons labs, is that you'll have many.
A lot of the materials and the equipment that they had for making these various things, and also especially for the nukes, I'd like to see how much of it came from France, for example.
Well, there were press reports in the early 90s. I think the name is Riaski is the name of the company, a French company. And these were very high precision machining tools. We still have to take...
Did you all have a list of...
Yes, I understand. The interest they put in this, that they didn't want us to have this information.
Well,
so we're really going to get into the details then.
That apparently they have been led by a prisoner of war.
Presentation on strategic storage sites.
Was in many ways a tragic figure, a victim of history, and ended up very quickly delivered to muscle and logistics.
This is Gordon Liddy on KNUS 2.
Weapons of mass destruction, these most recent reports. And so we will begin.
This is Gordon Liddy on KNUS 2.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, in this hour, we're going to have my review of Iraq. And so we will begin. We want to talk to him. He falls in the city. A series of losses. Troops to the south who have taken over an order now that does not permit. It's too bad that the troops are turning against militia members seen attacking and killing militia. Bush that the UN should have a primary in Belfast. They are discussing Iraq as well as peace efforts in Northern Ireland and the Middle East.
Not enforced. Well, furthermore, it is not going to accept any challenge to that supremacy now or in the future. So any challenge will be beaten down. It announced a doctrine which is called, let me read the front page of the New York Times today, it's debate about it, it's called preemptive war, but that's incorrect. It's not preemptive war, it's preventive war, which is a totally different concept. Preemptive war means something, and there are circumstances in which preemptive war falls within the framework of international law.
Have you heard whether they've come up with any kind of indication of bioweapons?
Preempt Article 51 of the UN Charter, the main element of international law which permits the use of force. Preemptive war means something like this. If say, there are airplanes flying over the Atlantic with the clear intention of bombing the United States, the U.S. Air Force would be permitted to preempt, not wait for the bombs to fall, but shoot the planes down and maybe even attack the bases from which they came. That's preemptive war. And it's kind of a borderline issue, but you can justify it, and it falls within the general framework of accepted international law. Preventive war is something completely different. Preventive war means we will decide who is going to be who is a potential threat to us, and we will attack and destroy them. If we may invent the threat, we may imagine it, we may even believe it, but that's a completely new concept. The goal is explicitly the use of force, I'm quoting now, to prevent any challenge to the power, position, and prestige of the United States. And the U.S. response to any such challenge, in that case, no legal issue arises. That's the position of the rulers of the country that outspends the rest of the world combined on means of violence and is now forging new and very dangerous paths over near unanimous world opposition, such things as development of lethal weaponry in space, Atlas nuclear powered, which could well bring the species to an end, which is why there's such overwhelming opposition. Well, in that case, it's not surprising that you find worldwide fear and, in fact, extending to hatred. Actually, I have to admit I've just been cheating. I wasn't quoting George Bush or Donald Rumsfeld or Dick Cheney. I was quoting Dean Acheson, a respected elder statesman, senior advisor of the Kennedy administration, leading figure in post-World War II American liberalism. He was speaking in 1963, right after the Cuban Missile Crisis, which almost led to terminal nuclear war. Right after that, he gave an address to the American Society of International Law, in which he said what I quoted, that in the case of a challenge of a U.S. response to a challenge to its power, position, and prestige, no legal issue arises. It's approximately the Bush doctrine. In fact, look, the actual words even more extreme. The roots of the missile crisis, as it was known at the time, that the missile crisis was, as Arthur Schlesinger put it, the most dangerous moment in history, very dangerous. The roots of it were a campaign of international terrorism carried out by the United States, aimed at what is now called regime change, that is, overthrowing the government of Cuba. The campaign began within months after the Castro regime replaced the U.S.-backed dictator. We now have extensive internal documents, released internal documents explaining the reasoning, and the reasoning was the following. To quote, the very existence of the Castro regime is successful defiance of U.S. policies of 150 years committed to ensuring that the region is subordinate to U.S. will, no matter what they did. The very existence is successful defiance, therefore it is legitimate to carry out international terrorism and economic warfare. And after that virtually led to destruction of the world, Dean Acheson explained to the American Society of International Law that no legal issue arises as we continue to do this.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hail Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Extensive internal documents. Extensive internal documents.
I mean, the study that was done by a guy named Edward Castronova, And he makes a couple of points. One of the things that you see happening in this online world does seem to teach us something.
Presumption. I do the facts on the palate.
Great.
It has no finesse.
Well, I agree entirely, but it's by the way in which you people on a better bottle than you better. Why?
The audience, at first intrigued, but now bored, begins to file out of the theater. The remaining few are rewarded for their patience, however, with an organ recital. The music drowns out the clerics, who, unable to reason any longer, engage in a violent struggle for dominance. Poole laughs uproariously. Perhaps he has just heard something witty over the phone. Perhaps he is amused by the priest's slaughter. Perhaps he is laughing at the awful silence of the universe. We watch him grip his belly, his body bent forward, shoulders jerking convulsively, tears streaming down his face, which is buried now in his cupped hands, as the curtain closes for the third and final time.
Well, it does seem to teach us something. You get basically a free market economy growing as if that's a natural thing to occur. You put people together, they have their desires, they have some material goods, which of course in this case are immaterial. And so a free market emerges and you get capitalists who amass and go to places where there's scarcity and start to sell. All the things that you would expect to see.
The shoulders of the superhighway, it was not going to be a well-paved shoulder. It was going to be a muddy swamp on either side of the superhighway. If you went off the superhighway, you went off into nothing, into a bog.
Весеннем превращенном грязь со вкусом били, с выдумкою сочно. Я видел, как сноровисто и точно лежачему ему под самый дых извожены в грязи, в навозной жиже все добавляли чьи-то сапожищи с засаленными ушками на них. Их обладатель, парень с честной мордой и честностью своею страшно гордой, все бил и приговаривал, шалишь, бил с правотой уверенной, весомой и взмокший, раскрасневшийся, веселый, он крикнул мне: «Добавь ты, малыш!» Не помню, сколько их, галдевших, было, быть может, 100, быть может, больше было, но я, мальчишка, сжался от стыда. И если сотня боя оголтела, кого-то сёк, пусть даже и задела, 100 первый, Джани Буду, никогда.
Think of berms as traction rails. By keeping your tires in the berm, you have the ultimate traction.
Free markets, in fact, were sort of a natural outgrowth of sociality.
Cowboys, bronco busters, and all kinds of trick riders. He'll reproduce the actual way of life out west today. And there'll be Indians with his show, too.
Think as smooth, flat surfaces, as places where you can slide and pivot the bike.
Dogs. They admit it's legal. There's a big plant in Florida. When your dog dies, the vet goes, oh, we'll take it for you. That goes to a food maker, doesn't it, doctor?
Yeah. Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. Because if Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me. My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
invisible. Now, you will not be invisible, per se, to a naked eye. But you will be to cameras and optical systems. And essentially it will blend in or blend into the background. That kind of stuff is just on the edge of being deployed, or if it has been, it's probably in limited usage. A good example would be the, if you recall, the bird of prey that was revealed by Boeing. It was a very experimental,
yeah,
stealthy
airplane. Sure.
They introduced it as it was being retired after several years of testing. They were actually using a technique called Yahudi. The Yahudi project came out of World War II when we didn't have radar. Our patrol planes searching for submarines were way too slow to get to the submarine before it could go underwater. The submarine would generally spot them and dive. So what they did is they placed very bright lights along the front leading edge and under the underside of the airplane, and a light detector out on the tail system to vary the lighting so it would match the background. And color washes out after distance. So essentially, by utilizing bright lights, you could actually mask an airplane's appearance during daylight hours. And it was quite successful before it was phased out in favor of airborne radar, which allowed them to zero in on the submarines long before they were even visible.
One shoot good as Annie Oakley.
Annie Oakley, huh? The girl must be an excellent shot if she impressed you that much.
That's right.
West. Over into Arkansas, then Texas. Sure wish you could see it.
Bye.
But Castronova, the economist who did the study, points out that, in fact, the people who are coming into this virtual world are coming from a real world where there is a real economy and real assumptions and real behaviors that we've learned throughout our lives. So it's not really a completely blank page here. There is a real economy and assumptions and real behaviors.
Occupation and domination.
Intend to. Otto and I are going the same way. I'll tell you.
What happened, Wade? I heard some shoot.
Quiet, keep your voice down. I get back into that bunk tent without being seen.
Did you get away with it?
You don't see me packing any money back, do you?
Did Cody throw down on you?
Everything was working out all right till some owl hoot busted in on us. He did the shooting. Almost drilled me.
Owl hoot? Who was it?
I don't know. I think Cody knows him. He and our redskin took out after me. But I lost him on the way over here.
Well, maybe we'd better forget about this thing, Wade. If Cody's got outlaw parts hanging
around... We won't forget nothing. Only thing to do is lay low.
Lights up for you.
Frederick Douglass, the former slave and great abolitionist, on the 4th of July when he was asked to speak to celebrate the 4th of July when millions of African Americans were being held in bondage, he says, I cannot celebrate. And I can tell you today, despite what Bush, despite what Rumsfeld said, I cannot and I will not celebrate this destruction in Iraq.
Born radar, which allowed them to zero in on the they were even visible.
Extensive internal documents.
Cannot celebrate.
Yesterday, the tribunal witnessed some films. They were shocking films, devastating films.
It's really the flagship of your content. It drives everything else that you do, and it lives forever.
said that on the superhighway was going to be the suburbs and the computer and the computer society, and off the superhighway were going to be cults and freaks and violence and drugs and a kind of madness.
Wait for another chance.
She releases ballast, preliminary to easing her vast hulk into the hands of the Navy's crew awaiting the landing line.
In this case, the Yehudi concept has been brought forward with liquid display panels that essentially act as the underside of an aircraft. You can vary the lighting of that underside or the top side or whatever, the leading edges, so it matches the absolute light being generated by the background.
Hello.
Hello.
Doctor, listen.
Yes.
I am wearing a neck brace.
Yes.
I had a freak accident.
Uh-huh.
When I bent down and yes. My bones are twisted on the left side.
Uh-huh.
I have to be on Valium all the time.
Yes.
Because I have fast heartbeats of 135 beats a minute.
Yes.
Which my heart could bust and I could drop dead of heart attack.
Well, what exactly is the problem?
It's breathing heavy on the chest.
Uh-huh.
Fast heartbeats and a very nervous stomach.
Yes. Go on.
And I start to sweat and feel hot when it's not.
Uh-huh.
And I feel cold when it's not.
Uh-huh. Yes, go on.
And I think like I'm dying, and I wish I would die to end it all.
Well, we're going to have to move along here. I appreciate your talking to me.
I don't know what's become of me. I don't feel the same anymore.
In a world where women don't feel fresh,
I need some sort of protection. Something freshening.
In a world without Summer's Eve douche.
Dad? Dad?
Yes, son?
Have you ever looked at me? I mean what I've got down below.
Why, no, son. I had my eyes gouged out by buzzards.
I'd like you to look at this.
Thank you.
already know the answers.
So powerful that they can enter our minds and control our thoughts, taking away our God-given free will.
I got a bad feeling about
this. American people deserve the right to decide whether they want their children to be in school with mutants.
Metaphysics percolating right here. The major at the joystick. Gary guys have been hanging around. Gary at newmetaphysics.com. Here on stream 475. part of the Funk Global Audio Web. It's a slight man out of Austria running the stream. Has ties back to the Great War, I believe, but not allowed to say anything else. Liable to pull the stream on me. Here in the Matrix, consensual reality, codenamed Dominate. Domination reality. Playing itself out quite fully. The way it works. Of course, just as fully can be the prime directive as well. Depends on your subscription, of course, and your ability and willingness, to say the least. Tell me about it. Just a itinerant philosopher caught on the beachhead. Doing a very excellent job, I might say. And since it is true, you can't get there from here. What is an itinerant to do? Well, you know, clarity is not what it's made up to be. It too, variabile. I believe that's Latin for Delta, dead center. Kind of like early Space Invaders video game, which I never was very comfortable with, since all three axes moved. Kind of like real life. You know, the three axes in the body, four directions, sent out to and reflected back for the body. Body kind of the physical version of consciousness, which itself, the ultimate medium for the true self, of course. It's all quite simple, actually. It's the great work that's interesting. Everything else has been done and is... I believe it already ended, which is an explanation for why it still seems to be ending. Quite simple, really. So it's on with the doing. The biggest illusion. Possibly why it's not clear what to do. I have a feeling the error is prior to this, thus quite clear.
quite confusing.
Outside my own game.
Listen to her now.
I can't get me in or it out.
Heed. Heed ye. Whitehead of a pin Christian on the morass of the white swamp. Playing the end game. Quite a good show it is.
I'm in perfect shape. I just went to the doctor. The doctor said I have the heart and the lungs of a 25-year-old man.
Society would be schizophrenic in that sense, that we would have more madness and more regularity, more conformism than we'd ever had before. And I think that generally has been true. I think that's the situation today. Nobody, you know, nobody is ready to die for an idea any longer.
Devastating films. As a German, I feel ashamed that such things could have taken place in my country.
Scheinbar ist mit einmal alles so, wie es immer war. Ich bin, was ich bin. Wenn der Wähler mich dreht und kein Wort gesprochen.
There can never be a justification for them. Not in generations, not in centuries, but I do think it was wrong, indecent, and terribly unfair of the prosecution to show such films.
They felt godlike. They felt or believed that they felt the power of the divine.
And yet another perfect gun.
$5 billion a year in the United States. That doesn't include the personal appearance tours, doesn't include the merchandising, doesn't include the music publishing and the songwriting, and all of the ancillary tie-ins like a deal with Coca-Cola for $5, $10, or $12 million to tie in with a particular soft drink manufacturer.
I like a piece of meat.
It depends upon what point in their career. Certainly in the beginning of their career, it could be 8% of the retail selling price, 10%, 12%. It depends if their producer was included.
In this case, in this court, at this time,
that power to turn human beings into objects.
I cannot celebrate while the embedded reporters, the embedded reporters who are in bed with the Pentagon and in bed with the military, I cannot celebrate while they sanitize this war on national TV for the American people.
Cults and freaks and violence and drugs and a kind of madness.
I cannot celebrate.
And then he stopped.
Cut. Well, right here in my own country, I gotta worry about...
this time against these defendants.
Driving while black and flying while Muslim, I cannot celebrate. I cannot celebrate when we're willing to spend millions of dollars and billions of dollars for young Americans to die, and yet at the same time we cut millions of dollars from the sick and the disabled veterans of America. I cannot celebrate.
Makes people brought up in the West extremely uneasy, because it seems to undercut the foundations of moral behavior and say, well, if good and evil are created by God, isn't this a universe in which just anything goes? I'm God in disguise. Surely if I realize that, I can get away with murder.
Figure out what I've done wrong.
Oh, you haven't done anything wrong.
I cannot celebrate, I definitely cannot celebrate when that right-wing Christian bigot by the name of Franklin Graham, who gave the oath of office to George Bush, says that Islam is a foul and vile religion, and at the same time he's sending food to Iraq and trying to convert Muslims into Christians. I cannot celebrate.
Then don't do this.
Oh, honey.
Roy, I've been sharing a bed with you for 25 years. I know your body. I know your smell. Man, that's what you are. Don't try telling me that you're something else.
But I am.
No! Honey, there you are. Why won't you let me touch you?
Because it doesn't feel like part of me. Irma, I'm just trying to explain what it's like for me.
It's a universe in which just anything goes. If I'm God in disguise, in which just anything goes. I mean,
to gratify or destroy or both.
It is a sad and frightening fact that crowds of human beings like to destroy. Yet there is a perverse and powerful thrill that comes with that destruction. When you see units like that on a rampage, their eyes are glazed over. They can hardly speak. They mutter gibberish. It is as if they're on drugs. And indeed, I think ultimately war is probably best definable as a drug, and perhaps the most powerful narcotic invented by humankind.
Surely if I realize that, I can get away with murder. In disguise.
Honey? Honey, I think you've carved enough turkey.
Surely if I realize that, I can get away with murder. Well, think it through. Didn't I point out that in the game, as the Hindus analyze it, the evil part has one third of the time, and the good part has two thirds? What sort of a game do you want, anyway?
Everything from soundtracks to theme park attractions.
This phenomenal interactive adventure thrusts guests into the living, breathing, three-dimensional world of Jurassic Park.
This really is a chance to, you know, three-dimensionally live the movie and ride the movie.
It can be never-ending. It's what's called a franchise, and studios are very eager to be in the franchise business, and they are always looking to try to create a new franchise.
Not
sort of a game do you want, anyway?
It's called the placebo effect.
Human male sex.
Leave the area. Find a secure location.
Extensive internal documents.
Business, and they are always looking to try to create a new franchise.
I was 23 when I came out of the Army, and I sat down immediately and began to work on The Naked and the Dead. I've been thinking of it all through the war, and it was, looking back on it, relatively an easy book to write. That is easy in that it came. There are books that you work like a bicycle pump. You go in each day and you force yourself to work, and you create the book by an act of will. Then there are other books where you feel as if you're riding a force within oneself, not necessarily a large force, but a literary force, an aesthetic force.
Do we know how to recognize the symptoms of our own nationalism?
That changes the brain waves and the amount of brain waves and the frequency of a brain wave.
Sound is virtually invisible until it's right on top of you.
In a country where a huge portion of our federal income taxes are spent on militarism. On militarism.
Trying to prove? Is he trying to prove that the German people as a whole were responsible for these events? Or that they were even aware of them? Because if he is, he's not stating facts. And he knows is not. The secrecy of the operations, the geographical location of the camps, the breakdown of communications in the last days of the war, when the exterminations rose into the millions, show only too clearly that he is not telling the truth. The truth is that these brutalities were brought about by the few extremists, the criminals.
Happy birthday to you.
Light the candles, Roy.
It's chocolate. I didn't want chocolate.
That's what you asked for.
No, I didn't.
Honey, you did.
I did not. God damn it.
Yes, you did, Dad. I heard you say it.
Now, what do you know about cakes? Never seen you bake one before.
Roy, leave Becky alone.
Well, she needs to leave me alone. She can't wait till I die so she can have the farm. And my son hasn't got the spine to fight her for.
Dad, I don't want the farm.
Don't get me started on you. I had to go through all these girls to get you, and you turn out to be a hopeless case, moping around like a sissy.
I didn't mope around. You didn't give me time to mope around.
That's right. If I hadn't straightened you out, you'd still be a big crybaby. Did I ever tell you about the time I caught him in his sister's clothes? I made him strip down and spend the night in the barn, buck naked. Ever tried that?
Blow out the candles.
Yeah, come on,
Roy.
Make a wish. Let's go.
Good Christ, is he crying?
Boy, the candles are about to melt all over the cake. Come over and help your grandpa blow out the candles.
Come on, kids, let's go. Come on,
find out, you see, that all good games, games that are worth playing and that arouse our interest, are constructed like this.
It was a 3-hour regression. It was pretty phenomenal because you never know when you're going in what's going to come out yourself, because your defenses are down. You're tapping into an unconscious realm that you don't have access to when you're conscious.
They're like two twins who've been separated and just have some sort of connection between them. And so there is, again, this information exchange, even at long distances.
New metaphysics, tucked in between. Stream 475. Get a link off the website, newmetaphysics.com, or studio475.com/newmetaphysics. Email for the major, Gary, at newmetaphysics.com. Hey, by the way, it's good. Lots of evidence. And even better, is no evidence at all. Always the best part. That's about the only thing going on now. Except for the little microcosmic things per individual. Always an infinite expanse there. Otherwise, on the big screen, coming out of the cave, from behind the sunlight, and you know, that's a difficult thing to accept, I understand. And that is the source of whatever problem is still being entertained. So even that's good. So don't get too alarmed. Coming in for a nice soft landing here.
So what do you think?
What can I say?
So there is, on a quantum level, idea that we are all in touch with every part of the universe at all times.
You look like my Aunt Loma after her stroke.
Do I look that awful?
Yeah. Hey. Yes, honey, you do.
Well, I've been going to thrift stores and grabbing whatever looks right and hope it fits. This dress is so musty, it makes me itch.
Poor Roy.
I need your help to order some decent stuff. I folded down the page of things I liked.
All right. You gave yourself boobs. Would you use Kleenex?
Bubble wrap.
Uh-huh. You got the shape all wrong. So, what am I supposed to be looking at here?
Oh, the blouse.
Oh, no. It's not right for you.
Why not?
Well, it's too ruffly. I mean, it'll accentuate your shoulders. You need something more tailored that'll slim you down.
No, I don't want to wear anything tailored. I've been wearing tailored things my whole
life. You know, you look top-heavy. You've got to work with what you've got. Well, we all do. I mean, you know, I wish I had the legs so I could wear short skirts, but...
Oh, your legs are beautiful.
No, they're not.
I love your legs.
Don't.
Mom! Wait a minute, Patty Ann. Don't come in.
What are you doing?
Never mind.
Is Daddy in drag?
No.
Can I see?
No, now what do you want?
I want you to tell me if I can wear this shirt without a bra.
Patty Ann, you can't go without a bra. You're too developed.
Nothing shows.
Where'd you get that?
It's Dad's. He said I could have it.
It's too big.
Well, it's not. It's the look.
Well, go take it off, please. And put your bra back on.
I hate wearing a bra. It makes marks on my skin.
Then go live in a jungle, honey. Why did you give her your shirt?
Well, I thought she could use it.
You know, I don't think it's appropriate. She's boyish enough as it is.
Well, what if she is?
Roy, she's going to get hurt. The kids will tear her apart. For now, please, just don't encourage it, okay?
Right.
Just let her try to blend in.
All right.
So what else did you want me to look at?
Never mind. I knew what I was going to get.
No, I think you should run it by me first. We're on a budget.
I'm very aware we're on a budget.
Yeah, well, then don't... I don't think you should, you know, go order a bunch of things that don't look good on you.
Thank you, but I don't need you to tell me what I can and can't wear.
Oh, yes, I think you do. You don't have a clue.
Oh, I'm not in love with everything I've seen you in, but I try not to say anything.
Oh, well, excuse me. You come out here with that horrible wig and makeup, looking like some aging hooker.
Oh, I've been sneaking to thrift shops, for God's sake. What am I supposed to look like? I just came from a garden club?
Look it, Roy. You give me a catalog, you ask for my opinion, and then get angry when I give it to you.
No, you weren't just giving an opinion. You were setting down rules.
Oh, stop.
And I don't appreciate these mean, nasty comments you're making.
Just stop. I had a reaction. I'm human. What do you want from me?
Just want some respect.
Roy, I have given you my youth. I have given you your children. I have given you my full and undivided attention for 25 years. And now I'm giving up everything that I believe in so you can feel complete. So tell me, what more could you possibly want from me?
Is that how it feels?
Yes.
Oh, Irma, how awful.
No, it's not awful, Roy. It's what it is. And if I look at it hard enough, you've done the same for me. So now, give me the catalogs because I'm going to pick out your clothes.
Force yourself to work, and you create the book by an act of will. Then there are other books where you feel as if you're riding a force within oneself.
Почище гамбурга, держи карман, шарманки шамкают, а шали шаркают, а глотки гаркают. К нам, в руках приказчиков, подсказки присказки, воздушный соболи, парча тишка, а глаз у пристава косится пристава. Сталина и на селедочке перчаточка, но та перчаточка в момент с улыбочкой взлетает рыбочкой под козырек, когда в пролеточке с какой-то цыпочкой и Кая катит, и горный бог, и богу нравится, как раз ступаются платки триухи да картузы и намалеваны икрою паюсной под носом цыпочки блестят усы, а зазывалы ракочут басом, торгуют юфтью, шевром, атласом, причистым спасом, протухшим мясом, прокисшим квасом. Игра там соляса.
At 1,000 feet, you might not see it, but at 500 feet, you would. And, of course, traveling at a relative speed, 1,000 feet is, of course, eyeball to eyeball. As the
airplane is concerned. So we're talking about stealth-like technology that virtually makes aircraft, and perhaps one day even ground vehicles, virtually invisible until they're on top of a enemy, or in this case, you can also apply it in a number of ways in the commercial field.
If you have the good and the evil equally balanced, the game is boring. Nothing happens. It's stalemate. The irresistible force meets the immovable object. On the other hand, if it's all good, and there's hardly any evil, maybe just a weeny little bit of a fly in the ointment, it also gets boring. Just in the same way, for example, supposing you knew the future and could control it perfectly, what would you do? You would say, let's shuffle the deck and have another deal. Because, for example, when great chess players sit down to a match and it suddenly becomes apparent to both of them that white is going to mate in 16 moves and nothing can be done about it, they abandon the game and begin another. They don't want to know. There wouldn't be any hide in the game, any element of surprise, if they did know the outcome. So, a game with good and evil equally balanced isn't a good game. A game with the positive or good forces clearly triumphant isn't an interesting game. What we want is a game where it always seems that the good side is about to lose. I'm really serious danger of losing. But manages always to sneak out. You know how it is in serial stories when they get the hero at the end of an installment in some absolutely impossible position where it seems that he's going to be run over by a train because he's tied with his girlfriend to the rails, and you know somehow in the next installment the author's going to get them out of the difficulty. Only he mustn't do it too obviously, because you won't go on reading the next installment. So then what's necessary is a system in which the good side is always winning, but never is the winner. Where the evil side is always losing, but never is the loser. That's a very practical arrangement for a successful ongoing game which will keep everybody interested.
So all of the, you know, all of the weapons that are being brought to bear right now have been built and paid for over the last years.
Vietnam. So that specific tax became labeled as a war tax.
Wayne, I know this is hard for you, but I really appreciate you coming. It means a lot to me.
Sure, well.
So is there anything you want to talk to me about? Anything you want to ask?
No, not right now.
Yeah, well, we never have had much to say to each other, have we?
No, I guess we never really have.
No, I couldn't talk to my father either.
No. I don't know anyone who really gets along with their dad.
And when it shouldn't have to be that way.
No, it shouldn't.
Wayne? Roy, we're ready to eat.
Yeah, we're just coming. Irma, I'm fixing the pork.
She still calls you Roy?
Yeah, well, until the surgery.
Ah. Did Mom decide... Are you and she going to keep living together?
Yeah.
So does that mean that... Do you still sleep in the same bed?
Yes.
In other words, sexually, you're still in a woman? You're in a mom?
That's correct.
So as a man, you're straight, but as a woman, you're gay?
No, your mother happens to be the person I fell in love with.
Yeah, but still, doesn't that make Mom a lesbian?
Not necessarily.
Well, come on, Pop.
Well, honey, your mother's sexuality hasn't changed. We're staying together because we love each other.
So, in other words, if the two of you ever split up, she'd go back to men?
Probably.
So she's straight?
Yes, Wayne.
But she's going to sleep with you when you become a woman.
Maybe, maybe not.
No, if she did... Well, women with women, I can understand that. If I was a chick, I wouldn't want to be with a guy. I'd much rather be with chicks. I love chicks. Hey, you know, maybe I'm a lesbian too.
That's enough, Wayne.
What?
You're being sarcastic.
Hey, you know, I'm just trying to figure all this out.
I'm glad you are.
Call me sarcastic. Too fucking confused to be sarcastic.
Oh, let's not fight.
You know what? Let's just not talk.
And tens of thousands of people began resisting it. Way of expressing opposition to the Vietnam War.
Years ago. So that his tax money could no longer be used to pay for war. Most people are afraid of the consequences, especially the thought of going to jail or losing a home. Especially the thought of going to jail or losing a home.
I'm in a phone booth. I'm in the street.
Get back to my back.
I get back to my back.
Take the world, so to speak, out of this world. You take the matter out of it.
Just in case you wanted to spend the night.
Oh, thanks.
You should know that my last checkup had my blood gone over, and I'm clean as a whistle.
Oh, thanks for telling me.
And I brought my own protection, so Janine can't have kids. Well, when we were trying, I had my sperm count tested. It's pretty high. But if you brought something, that's fine with me.
I'm going through menopause, Frank.
Oh. Well, that's okay. I mean, one less thing to worry about.
No, I think that you know, a couple weeks after 9/11, I woke up and thought we'd all become the Serbs. It scares me.
Really?
That you have to recognize the symptoms of the disease in order to fight it.
In this section, Will Navidson has finally decided to explore a long, narrow hallway which has appeared out of nowhere.
I'm with him.
The turn of the book is a film that's never been seen and may or may not exist. It's about a family that moves into a house and they discover that it's larger on the inside than the outside.
The timestamp on Navidson's camcorder indicates that it is exactly 3:19 a.m.
In this section, Will Navidson has finally decided to explore a long, narrow hallway which has appeared out of nowhere in the downstairs living room.
He unlocks the door and slips across the threshold.
Cold. Wow. Really cold. Walls are dark.
Within a few seconds, he reaches the end. The hallway cannot be more than 70 feet long.
That's it. Nothing else. No big deal. Over this, Karen and I have been fighting.
Except as Navidson swings around, he suddenly discovers a new doorway to the right. It was not there before.
What the... One thing we all have to face is that there is a certain amount that's always going to be unknown. There's always going to be a certain amount of cognitive darkness. And the challenge to everyone is how to find a way to accommodate that darkness, that unknown.
Navidson pushes ahead, moving deeper and deeper into the house.
Here's a door, no lock. Room, not very big, empty. No windows, no switches, no outlets. Heading back to the corridor, leaving the room. It seems colder now. Maybe I'm just getting colder. You know, one of the things about the house, for instance, is that it's, you know, it becomes infinitely large with these huge chambers of darkness. Here's another door, unlocked. Another room. Again, no windows. Continuing on. And yet, mentally, we are able to illuminate a chamber of complete darkness. We imagine, we provide an imaginative light.
Flashlight and camera skitter across ceiling and floor in loose harmony, stabbing into small rooms, alcoves, or spaces reminiscent of closets. Still, no matter how far Navidson proceeds down this particular passageway, his light never comes close to touching the punctuation point promised by the converging perspective lines, sliding on and on and on and on. Spawning one space after another, a constant stream of corners and walls, all of them unreadable and perfectly smooth.
One of the central aesthetic aims of House of Leaves is to involve the reader, to enable the reader to become a co-author of this book and ultimately increase his or her imaginative light. You know, fiction is a great place to practice using the imagination, and it's an important light to keep going because it's out of imagination that we can empathize with others. You know, we have to be able to imagine the condition of another in order to empathize with that other. And if we can't, then we're going to reduce them to just a dot on a map.
Finally, Navidson stops in front of an entrance much larger than the rest. It arcs high above his head and yawns into an undisturbed blackness. His flashlight finds the floor, but no walls, and for the first time, no ceiling. Only now do we begin to see how big Navidson's house really is.
Towards the end, what you start to realize is that it's not that unusual that we all live in a house in a way that's larger on the inside than the outside. And we all, you know, have to face certain spaces that are completely dark to us and threatening to us.
level of damage.
I better be able to find my way back.
Davidson swiftly turns around. Much to his horror, he can no longer see the arch, let alone the wall. He has walked beyond the range of his light. In fact, no matter where he points the flashlight, the only thing he can perceive is oily darkness. Even worse, his panicked turn and the subsequent absence of any landmarks has made it impossible for him to remember which direction he just came from.
Oh, God,
he blurts, creating odd repeats in the distance. God.
Up there in California at Fort Irwin, the NTW, and those guys, you know, you get to drive the tanks, the guns, fly the planes and everything, and it's all linked into a giant computer, and the general gets to play with the real soldiers practicing with real stuff, and they go up against OP4, the opposition forces, just like the Air Force guys. You know, there's a blue team and a red team. And they exercise everything from electronics and cyber warfare all the way right down to the foot soldier. On an open battlefield. And believe me, to be absolutely honest with you, many of the Army commanders who are currently out in the field would rather die in battle than lose at OP4. And the reason for that is that goes on your record. you get to get razzed by all of your other team members,
yeah,
and your peers.
Wanted you to go through your dad's clothes before I gave them all away. Do you need a tie?
I don't wear ties.
Yeah, but I mean, you never know. You might need one for a wedding or if you go to a nice restaurant. Look, this one feels like you.
I think I gave him this one for his birthday or Father's Day or one of those dad events.
Can you use an electric razor?
No.
Oh, here's a brand new package of undershirts.
No, thanks.
Look, this is a lovely jacket.
It's way too nice, Ma. I don't wear that kind of thing.
No, but I mean, it's very sporty, too. You could always wear it with a pair of jeans. Here, come on, honey. Just try it. Slip it on once. It should fit. Well, no, it's too big in the shoulder, but you could always have it altered. Lift that there and lengthen the sleeves a little bit.
What are you doing, Ma?
You know, it still has some of his aftershave on the collar, but it'll come out if
I don't want it. I don't want any of his stuff. Jesus Christ.
Look, Wayne, I'm sorry. I know this is hard on you.
Oh, forget about me. What about you? Aren't you revolted? Aren't you pissed?
No, not anymore.
Oh, come on, Ma, unless... Jesus, do you actually like him as a woman?
I like having him alive. And I like having him with me.
What do you get out of it?
I get his love, Wayne.
Is Wayne taking any of Daddy's stuff?
No.
Can I have this jacket?
No, honey.
Patty, put it down.
Just leave.
Why?
Just leave it alone.
Wayne? Oh, did you find anything you could use?
No.
My taste is probably a little square for you, but this is a sharp jacket. Did you try it on?
Yeah. It doesn't really fit.
Just give it to me, Roy. I'm going to take it to the church.
Dad, I can use the jacket.
Come on, honey. Wayne, I'm going to give you my watch. I had the jeweler clean it, put in a new battery. It should work perfect.
Can someone explain to me why I can't have the jacket?
Patty, just cool it. What is this about?
What do you mean?
What's your watch? What am I supposed to do with it? Oh, what, wear it with pride and pass it on to the next generation? Here, son, this was your granddad's. He gave it to me when he switched to a lady Timex. You know what? Fuck your watch. Your watch is bogus. I don't want it near my fucking wrist.
Wayne, don't use that language with your father.
Jesus, Ma, are you actually trying to defend him? This freak who kept you going for, what, 25, 26 years? Shared your bed? Got you pregnant? Don't you feel scammed?
Wayne, you're way out of line.
You're the one who's out of line, mister. Can't even have Thanksgiving with Grandma and Grandpa because of this sick shit you're doing to yourself.
All right, get out. Get out now!
You half-baked cunt.
Oh,
you can't
Wayne.
Tell me what to do.
Now, don't you ever, ever use that word again.
Cunt.
Stop it!
Wayne, you all right? You okay?
Get off me, come on. I'm okay, Mom.
I didn't mean that. Irma, will you go get some ice? Patty, go with your mom. Come on. Just let me see. Wayne. Wayne, please let me help you.
Okay.
Please. Okay, can you feel anything?
It's numb.
Well, it's swelling, but I don't think it's broken. Here, come on, sit down with me. Come on, sweetheart. Oh, Wayne, I wouldn't hurt you for the world. Boy.